With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
WTIC's Computer Talk Tab is brought to you by GoNetSpeed, your choice for crazy fast fiber internet. This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And we are here till 11 o'clock. We are live. I know it's a little rainy out there this Saturday morning, so if you ever had to talk about some computer issues before you get out and enjoy the weather when it gets nicer, now is the time to do it. We have a couple lines open for you. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC are the numbers. Feel free to get online. And you were nice enough to join us this Saturday morning, Joe, so we'll get right to your call first. What can we do for you, sir? Joe, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What can we do for you, sir?
Well, Eric and Bob, I want to thank you very much for your show. I've gained so much knowledge over the years.
Awesome.
Unbelievable.
I'm glad.
I got a suggestion for Bob, too.
Yeah.
Rather than retire, why doesn't he work 3 hours a week, Saturday 9 to 11, remotely?
There you go, right? I'm sure his wife will love that.
Oh, yeah.
He's just laughing.
Got that other half.
Yes, somehow the other half of that committee has probably got a vote that's going to override that idea.
Well, the reason for the call, and you've gone over this in the past many times, I couldn't find anything in the archives on it, but it's Comcast again.
Mm.
You know, I want to dump them so badly. I'm nervous about dumping them because I'm a small business.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to get a review of who you recommend and to go to for the, VOIP?
Well, okay, so when you say dump Comcast, what are you using Comcast for as your service now? What are you using them for? Internet, phone?
Yeah, $150 a month internet. It's about $92K down. Then I got 3 phone lines, 2 phones, 1 fax, and TV service for the local news.
Okay.
And that's all I use it for is in the morning for the news. So.
All right. So 92K down, you mean 92 megabits down probably.
92 meg, yes, sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. So, I mean, $150, and then your 3 phone lines, those are emulated POTS lines for your phones, right?
Right. I'm gonna drop that down to 2, because mm-hmm. one of them is dedicated to fax, and I don't even know how to use that anymore, you know?
I do. Yeah, I know what you mean. So you can consider UMA for your phone service, voice over IP phone service. They do offer a very nice little tiny small package for small businesses, not only for home, but you could do a UMA phone system. You still will need internet, though. And Tallinn, unfortunately, only has 2 internet providers, right? You've got Comcast, and then you've got probably Frontier, right?
Yeah, I dumped Frontier a few years ago because they're so bad.
Mm, you could always check them again. We have been hearing Frontier trying to compete with the fiber companies out there. So occasionally we get surprised by a Frontier fan calling in saying, hey, I got fiber from Frontier. It's really good and it's fast. So you should double check to see if there is a fiber offering in Tallinn, or try to get your friends and neighbors on GoNetSpeed. The more you let people know, especially actually in here in East Hartford, GoNetSpeed is doing a push too. There's only a small number of folks in East Hartford that if they let them know they're interested, they might come to East Hartford too.
Oh,
so you got to get online and tell them you're interested. GoNetSpeed is definitely growing rather fast. And generally, they're very good service. And any competition out there is better than the incumbents. So the only issue for you is that you're stuck with those 2 offerings right now. You could also consider wireless like T-Mobile. We've had a couple of T-Mobile fans call in, cellular wireless, but I think they're going to throttle you after you use X number of gigabytes. So that's always kind of scary, especially if you want to run your company. You don't want to have a very large bill after X number of gigs are used. So check with Frontier, see if they offer a service. I would tell you to see if GoNetSpeed's coming, and then you just have to kind of wait because you don't have a lot of options, I don't think.
Yeah, that's what I keep waiting for.
Right, but you could cut the lines by going to UMA. So
yeah,
you could always check out the UMA little UMA phone system and port your numbers over to UMA, buy a couple of UMA phones, and now you're voice over IP, and you can get rid of those phone lines. Those are probably pretty expensive phone lines from Comcast. Probably, I'm guessing, $30 to $35 a month per line.
$49.95 each.
$40 now. Holy moly.
$49. Unbelievable. And even the other thing, if you ever check the fees on that, other charges or credits, unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh. You get the War of 1812 tax on these things. I know. It's crazy.
State gross receipt fees?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's all. You got to talk to Looney about that.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I will.
Or Ritter. Those two guys are in charge of taxing us to death.
Very good.
All right.
Okay. Thanks again. Appreciate it. Bob, have a great retirement.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Bye now.
Thanks, Joe. So feel free to get online, Bob. Why don't you refresh that to see what we got for callers? That's like Bob's one job. He's got to click the mouse. So
like Homer Simpson or George Jetson gets to push the
push
button.
Push the button, right. So we have four lines wide open. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. While you wait for your calls, ransomware is a huge thing out there these days. You're seeing every business out there getting impacted by ransomware, right? You've heard the Colonial Pipeline got hit with ransomware. I just heard McDonald's. Even here, I brought this up before, a company called Elekta, which offers cloud-based cancer software for folks like Yale and other practitioners that help cancer patients. Their cloud got hit with ransomware, and believe it or not, they had to run servers, on-premise servers, out to their clients to get them back up and running. The reason I bring this up, guys, is that there are solutions to preventing ransomware for your businesses. Now, nothing's 100%, but minimally, and these are for small businesses, this is what we recommend for our clients, minimally, a good antivirus, right? You can have a webroot style antivirus or a next generation like Sentinel One. You can do web filtration, right? Make sure you don't let your people surf anywhere they want on the internet. If your people can surf anywhere they want on the internet, well, you're just waiting for an accident to happen. You got to filter them, and it's nothing. You're not trying to harm them or anything. You're saying, no, you can't go to these malicious sites. I'm going to block you because, you know, there's too many bad sites out there that your people can get tangled up in and you wouldn't even realize it. You need to have email filtration and technologies that block bad emails and links coming into your employees' mailboxes. You need to implement something called security awareness training, right? There's so many people out there that if they see an email from what looks to be the U.S. Post Office that says you have it, we missed a delivery, click here to find out what it was, or click there to find out what it was. Well, guess what? It's probably ransomware. You're getting tricked. Security awareness training, ongoing regular training, can help with that last 10% so that your people are more up to speed and understand what people are banging on the door with. Two-factor authentication. If you had two-factor authentication when people logged in, guess what? The bad guys don't have the second factor, right? They can't get to your systems with two-factor authentication turned on. Not expensive. None of these services are expensive through us. Many of our competitors will charge an arm and a leg for them. Ours are not charged that way. Ours are built for small businesses. We've been doing that for the past 35 years. Our market is small to mid-sized businesses, and we price our services affordably. But these services that I'm listing to you are all no-brainers, right? These are things, without that two-factor authentication, the bad guys can't get in. Also, if you happen to be a domain admin on your network, right? You know, sometimes owners and C-level folks in many small to mid-sized businesses, over the years, their account has had elevated credentials applied. They become a domain admin. Well, if you happen to be tricked, you're a great resource for the bad guys to use your account to do all sorts of damage. So getting you off of being a domain admin should definitely be something you consider doing. There's so many things that are not that expensive that can be done backing up your system. You know, I should have brought that up first because pretty much the name of the show has been backup, 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 right? You need backups of your technology. We used to only really worry about backups when it had to do with hardware failure, right? Networking failure, you know, something breaks. Well, now it's really more to protect your data from ransomware. Our backup technologies can allow you to back up your technology off-site or locally so that if you do get impacted, you can tell the bad guys to pound sand because you have a backup. You don't have to pay the ransom. There's lots of ways to protect yourself from ransomware these days, and we're getting calls like crazy because it's all over the news. And finally, some of these small businesses are saying, you know what, Eric, I think we probably should do some of the things you've been warning us to do every month. So consider it. You know, this is your warning. If you haven't done these things, it's kind of like when your dentist tells you to floss, right? Eventually, if you don't floss, your teeth are going to fall out of your face. Technically speaking, right, Bob? If you don't brush, you're going to have a bad result on your teeth. These are all preventative, same type of things.
Well, some people like having bad teeth.
Only the English, only the British. Oh, come on, let's not go after the folks across the pond. Just kidding, guys. But you know, these types of things, preventative maintenance. You know, you got to take care of yourself, take care of your systems. It's the health of your systems. These are basic technologies. I know you've spent so much money to get connected to the internet that you're going to spend more money protecting yourself from the internet. You're going to pay tenfold to protect yourself from the internet versus being connected. And I know it's ironic, but it is. We're going to step out for a quick break. Feel free to get online. 1-800-966. Back to your back.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab, and we have four lines all jammed up. I want to thank you guys for joining us in the last half an hour of the show. You know, we do start at 9, but I'm just giving you a hard time. Feel free to get online when we get through these calls, but I do want to thank all of you guys for joining us. Let's go right to your calls. Let's go to Mark in Cromwell first. What's going on, Mark? Mark, you there?
I called in last week, you may recall, about a hard drive that couldn't be found in Windows Explorer.
Yeah, I do recall. Generally, you had an issue with a hard drive, yeah.
Yeah, you asked me, is it vibrating, spinning, whatever, and I had no idea. So after I hung up the phone, this is what I did.
Yeah.
I went up and checked it, but as soon as I picked it up, I could feel it, like it's something's moving in there, you know?
Okay.
But still wasn't showing up on my Windows Explorer. Somehow, you know, and I'm a complete novice at all this.
That's okay.
But I stumbled on my device manager. I looked in there, and lo and behold, it showed up under my devices.
Okay.
I did a little research on Google, and it told me to go into something. And when the menu popped up, it was telling me that it was like it didn't have administrative authorization or something.
All right.
Could be wrong on that. But then I clicked on it to go ahead and let it be read, you know, to be read, and then it started telling the next step and said it needs to be initialized.
Oh, that would be formatting it.
Yeah.
So you don't want to do that. Right, yeah, good, right good, there. Good, good, good. So it sort of sees it again, but it sees it as blank space.
Right.
So again, you're still back in the same boat, although you're a little further with the understanding of how the computer works. But if it wants you to
fine guy, I just see what happens if I click here or there. You know?
Yeah, that's okay. If you initialize that drive, you most likely will lose all your data. So it's not seeing the file allocation table, the FAT table, or the NTFS table on that drive anymore. It doesn't see the geometry of how the drive is laid out.
Uh-huh.
So the computer doesn't know what to do with it. And that's why you have no data on your drive.
Okay.
And that's why I'm saying, did you try those tools we talked about from OnTrack?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so we mentioned, I think it was last week or during your call or after your call, if you go to OnTrack, Kroll OnTrack, they have these data recovery tools that are free that people can try before they decide to send their stuff into them, which is kind of neat.
Uh-huh.
You could always try to keep your drive connected and see if those tools detect the drive. They may not if you don't see a drive letter. But it might be worth trying. But the moment you initialize that drive, I suspect you're going to have no shot at your data anymore.
Okay.
So
what was the name of that software to check again?
It's called Kroll OnTrack, and we can put a link over at computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works.
Yep. Okay.
See if that works for you, Mark.
So if worst comes to worst, can I just initialize it? Will it be reusable again, just minus all the info I had on it?
I'm going to say maybe. I doubt it, though. If you reinitialize it and you still, you know, you start to see the drive, I wouldn't trust it. There's something wrong with that drive. I would never trust to put data on it again. Drives are so cheap these days, I would tell you to punt it.
Yeah. Okay. I just thought I'd see if there was another step we could go further.
Yeah, no, I do. Yeah, well, try this software. If the software can see it, you might get lucky.
Yeah, okay. All right, thanks, and good luck to Bob.
Yeah, thanks.
We'll miss his voice on the radio on Saturdays, that's for sure.
Yeah, we all will.
And I retired myself, and just to let him know, you get busier than ever just when you think you're actually retired.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, thanks again for your help. I'll give that a shot.
All right, Mark, good luck.
Okay, bye-bye now.
All right, bye-bye. All right, let's go on to another Mark in Bristol. What's going on, Mark? Mark, you there?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
Hey, good morning. And before I go further, I want to say best of luck to Bob and that we're going to miss your Bobisms, Bob. And I keep plagiarizing the one you used about the cloud that it can evaporate. I think that was great.
Yeah. We'll miss his isms.
The reason I'm calling is I have some issues regarding a modem switch. I think it's somewhat similar to a gentleman's name was Cliff. I called in first today.
Yeah, he's having to reset it all the time.
Yeah, well, I have a similar situation, though it's not exactly identical. I was having trouble with Frontier. I was being throttled to the point where it was like DSL, or not DSL, a dial-up.
Yep.
So I switched to Comcast, and I had the Comcast modem from 2017 when they pulled the same crap. And I had to go to Frontier. So I keep bouncing back and forth between our two providers.
Yeah.
So presently I'm using Comcast. And what I did was I just dragged out the cable modem, hooked it up, had them turn on the service, and I was good to go. Or so I thought. And certain things I don't need to know about, like how modems work and networking and so forth. So I really don't know as much as I could know about it. So I can't solve this myself. I'm not looking for an answer. Just a direction to go in. I've been looking on YouTube at networking videos for hours, and I'm still trying to figure it out.
So all right, Mark, don't tell us yet, because believe it or not, your setup led us right into the bottom of the hour. So can you hold on?
Absolutely. Thanks, sir.
We're going to put you on hold and get back to your calls. We'll be right back after the news.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And we are back here in the hermetically sealed studios of East Hartford, Connecticut, Tab Computer Systems. Bob and I are here to help you out. And we're on the line with Mark in Bristol, who has a issue with his internet service. Right, Mark?
That's correct, sir.
So where do you want to go here? What's going on with it?
Okay, well, the new modem that I hooked up, actually nobody even showed up. They call it a self-setup. I can get internet and so forth and do my banking and all that fun stuff. That all seems to work fine, but there are several things that aren't working, and I'm not looking for an answer, but maybe just a direction as to where to look in the modem setup page to fix or correct the problem.
Okay.
So the biggest thing I have is that I have an IP address conflict between my two computers. I've got a laptop downstairs and a laptop upstairs.
Right.
And I keep getting a pop-up message saying you've got an IP address conflict. Two computers are using the same IP address.
Right.
So I try to go into the modem to look for the, I guess it's the DHCP.
DHCP, yeah.
Yeah, and I, however, the settings for me at least in a cable modem don't seem to be similar to a DSL modem, and I can't find half the stuff I need. Before I went offline with DSL, I printed out every page of settings in the modem. And they're very, very different from the cable modem.
Well, before you go any further, if you have an IP conflict, either you're setting your devices to a static IP address, then the DHCP is useless, period, right? Because you said, I'm going to use this IP address. I don't care what DHCP says. So you're part of the problem. What you want to, and I don't mean that in a bad way. So your workstations are saying, I'm going to be 192.168.1.7. And then, of course, you set the other one to 192.168.1.7 as well. That's a conflict, right? Unless the other machine's turned off, it can't both be on the same IP address.
Okay.
I'm
sorry, go ahead.
So you just got to go to each workstation and set them to be dynamic rather than static. Have them receive a DHCP address from that modem, and you should be good. Or set one of them to be DHCP if you want the other one to stay static.
Okay. Of the little bit that I've learned, I already did that. I'm looking at your with the sound off. I'm thinking you're talking, so I'm cutting you off. I set them both to have the IP addresses given to them automatically, both of my laptops.
Okay. So what you want to do then is type in the command line, IP config /release, and then you're going to do a renew, ipconfig /renew. That's correct, Bob, right?
Yeah, you need a space in between the /, and the ipconfig.
Yeah, sadly, I've already done that as well.
And do you get new IP addresses, or are they the same?
No, I don't get new IP addresses. I get a message, and I don't remember the exact wording, that can happen because of some other issue, or it just doesn't work for me when I do that.
What is the IP address? So let's say if you do IP config, what IP addresses do you get at all? Pick whichever device. If you do an IP config, do you get a 192.168.1.10 address? What's the address?
I just typed in ipconfig release and then renew, but I unfortunately don't have those written down at the moment.
Do IP config with nothing.
Just do the IP config. We want to see are you in front of a computer where you can do that?
Yeah, I'm right at I'm watching you guys on one of the computers.
Okay. So you're getting a network connection. You're good. So let's see if you do IP config.
Okay.
What you have for an IP address.
We just do CMD.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, he's typing away.
Okay. If you have music playing. Okay.
We used to do that.
I got a command prompt, connection specific DNS suffix, wireless LAN adapter connection, media disconnected. Okay, IPv4 would be, right?
Yeah, IPv4.
Right, so I get 192.168.0.20.
Okay, that's that. Now do the same thing on the other device and see if you have the same IP address.
Okay, that's all the way upstairs and turned off.
Or you can go, so and 20 works, right, Matt? Mark?
Well, yeah, it's working. Ironically, it still works on both, but the computers work slowly, and it's almost like they're time sharing an IP address.
They can't do that. So what could be occurring is you have an IPv6 that's working. Are these Windows 10 machines?
One is 10, one is 7.
Right, so you could have... You could have IPv4 that's okay, but IPv6 that's conflicted or vice versa, because they can run on either or both. That can get kind of confusing too. So,
okay, looking at the screen now, though, the IPv6 addresses are not 192.
No, they're not. IPv6 IPv6 is a little hieroglyphic, but if you look at it and write it down and go look at the other machine and see if the other machine has that IP address, then again, that's where your conflict is, possibly.
I don't think IPv6 is going to be the issue, because typically part of the address is based on the MAC address of the machine.
Okay, so you think it's going to be unique?
It's going to be in the it's going to be unique.
Okay, so then you're back to your IPv4 issue. So go to the other machine when you get a chance and see what it's running. If it's running at 20, there's your conflict. Pick one to be dynamic, one to be static, and move on.
And make sure you don't have two DHCP servers on your network.
Oh, there's that too. Also, you could always make a static. Pick 120 and make the other one 21. Right? You can
and
just
make sure your printers aren't
out there, yeah. So ping, before you do anything, ping 192.168.1. Whatever you're going to do and see if anything responds. If something responds, well, don't pick that address. Pick an address that doesn't respond. That means it's available. And you have over 256 odd addresses, roughly.
254.
All right. To be exact. You have plenty of choices. So pick a number, and if it doesn't respond, that's one you can use as long as all your devices are on. And then you set it statically.
Okay. Question regarding the static / dynamic. Doesn't a modem inherently assign the IP addresses not dynamically?
The modem would generally send it dynamically, yes. The modem would send it out dynamically.
Okay.
But if you're saying I'm claiming these addresses, what you would normally do is set a reservation in your DHCP service,
right,
to say don't hand out 20 and 21. These are being used. That's why we talk about wireless printers, right? You set the wireless printer for let's say 10,
yeah,
and you set a reservation in your DHCP to say any IP address between 1 and 10 are going to be static addresses. So then they start handing out DHCP at 11, right? So you can still go ahead and choose 20 and 21 and assume the odds are going to be low that you're going to have a conflict, because there's nothing else out there grabbing that number. But if you wanted to be pure, you would set a reservation so that it doesn't send out those IP addresses. You'd have to log into the device to set that.
If I were to do a factory reset on this cable modem, because mm-hmm. I did use it in 2017, and the Comcast service tech set it up, he may have reserved certain addresses. I wonder if I were to do a factory reset, could I then possibly have the thing doing its job and with no static assignment?
Well, again, you have to go into DHCP settings. So if you can get into it, do factory resetting, it's not going to do anything. It's just going to mess everything up. I would just tell you to try to get into your DHCP server on that device and take a look at the reservations, take a look at DHCP. You can actually tell it which IPs to start with within a lot of those devices. You just got to play in the DHCP server. Factory resetting is just going to put you back to factory, right? They're going to just have wide open DHCP. You could still come across a conflict, but it might work. You probably don't have a lot of devices on your network.
Well, unfortunately, I have a home security system, so I probably got 15 to 20. But they're all pretty much passive. You know, they're light controllers, plug-in sockets, things like that.
Right, but they're all getting IP addresses.
They all have IP addresses, and if one of them is static.
Right, that's your problem.
Ah, that's a good point.
Anything out there that's getting a static address that you're banging into, so...
You see, Bob can't leave. I'll tell you why. We can have a big discussion. He can throw in one sentence and everything makes sense.
Yep. That's why we're doing it in pairs. We both don't know everything.
There you go. All right. Well, thanks so much for your help, guys. And again, Bob, best of luck on your retirement.
Thank you.
All right. Moving on. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Let's try to get another quick call in here to Janine over in West Hartford. What's going on, Janine?
Jean,
sorry.
A long-time caller for sure. So anyway, I just want to double-check because I believe that I have open DNS set up on my laptop, but I remember that you said that there's a test that you can do to double-check it because I actually did go to a bad website for the first time ever and kind of got into trouble with it. So hopefully I know I've learned my lesson, but I just want to make sure.
Yep. So you can actually go to OpenDNS, their page.
Okay.
And they should be able to tell you whether it's active and or I think it's called the Internet Bad Guys.
Yeah, I think that's what you had said before.
Yeah.
So you type actually go to Google and Internet Bad Guys and they'll tell you you can't go there, right?
We'll put a link to the actual one. I don't want you to put one in that's going to be some sort of trick.
I know, because that's exactly what happened to me. So, and in addition to that, so with the fact that I did go to a bad website, and I actually did not catch it right away. I went to sign up for something that looked legit, and in fact, when I got to a legitimate one, they actually had done a copy print that it was exactly the same website.
Wow.
I mean, so it was pretty specific, but my... The credit card company called me right away, and at first I thought it was okay, and I said, okay. And then the more I thought about it, I thought, no, there's something wrong, and then I figured it out. And so I was able to stop the whole thing, and I'll just get a new credit card. But it's amazing because how scary it is now, because every time I try to be consistent on the credit card that I use.
Yeah.
But that credit card actually, this is the second time I couldn't even change the credit card that comes up with the whole number. The only thing they didn't have was the CVV code.
Right. It pre-filled it from past transactions.
And they keep coming up with that number. So now that number is all over there. Well, of course, now it's going to be changed, you know, because, as far as that goes. But I'm also kind of just worried in the background about the information that you put in, because even though you didn't put in a Social Security number or something, you put in enough information that it makes you nervous. And, you know, it's scary.
It is scary, and we put a link up there as far as how to prove whether or not you have OpenDNS active for you to check that for you.
All right.
Good job catching it.
Yeah, and well, and you know what? Mostly it's you guys, because I've been listening to you forever. And again, to Bob, I say good luck, because you know he's been a great resource. But you guys have been great. I've depended on you for so many years, so I appreciate it.
Very good. We're going to miss him too. But thanks for calling.
Alrighty. Bye bye.
Bye bye. We're going to step out for a quick break. Get back to more of your calls, Maria. Hang on. We're going to get to you. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And we got Maria on the line. So let's get right to Maria. And Bob's going to refresh to see who else is on the line. What's going on, Maria? Maria, you there?
Yes, I'm still here waiting.
Oh, there you are, Maria. What can we do for you?
Eric, if you remember, you spoke with me on the phone. I was having some problems with my internet in my TV and a neighbor.
Oh, right. Yeah. Very strange.
Yes, very. And still, but much, much better. You gave me some good advice regarding... and I switched internet companies. It's amazing when you switch internet companies because, yes, you're supposed to have your internet for your computer, but with the sophistication of today, you've got several other devices, including a television with internet. So they checked with the TV, and they made some adjustments, and it's worked perfectly.
Oh, good.
And so, but I bought a sound bar to help with the sound because of the, you know, the sophistication now of the different programs to hear it more clearly. Even though I've got my son bought me a smart TV for my birthday, I put in a sound bar. But what has happened, Eric and Bob, it's cut out 15 channels.
The sound bar doesn't give you sound for 15 channels?
Yes.
Okay.
The actual channels just turned off for some reason.
The soundbar wouldn't do that. It's coincidental.
It's coincidental because when I pull the soundbar out, the channels that I had before on the TV come back in.
What? Maria, I don't know. You've got some weird issues. That doesn't make any sense at all.
I know. I wonder if... My son hooked up the sound bar.
I blame him.
Yes, you might have hooked it up.
It makes no sense, Maria. Right? That makes no sense that your sound bar would get rid of your channels. Bob's got a thought here, but we're coming up against a hard break. Go ahead, Bob.
So you got to find out, is it set up so it's analog, or is it the connect like the RCA connectors, or is it the optical connection? That's what I would look at.
You almost need to have your son call us, Maria.
Yes, I'll have him call when he gets back. He's in Daytona.
All right.
He went to Florida, Bob. He went to a truck show.
Awesome. Have him call us next week. We're coming up against a hard break. The show's over. I'm sorry I didn't get to you, Maria, in time.
Bob. Yeah, that's all right. Good luck, Bob, and enjoy Florida.
All right.
Bye.
All right, very good. Bye-bye. I want to thank everyone for joining us on this Saturday morning. Thank you, Matt, for producing. Thank you, Mike G, for posting everything live.
See you next time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.